Please enter your account number followed by the hash key. Please enter your account number followed by the hash key. Connecting.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Lauren. You're speaking to CEO calling from the SBCA. I would just like to find out this service route that you reported, is this in Cape Town, basically?
You guys have been there so many times.
Ma'am, unfortunately, I'm just asking to get the location of this address, ma'am.
Okay, but there's nobody there now. They've all been, they've been evicted.
Okay.
The dogs are gone.
You reported this is where the dogs have abandoned, right?
Yeah, the guy was evicted yesterday, and he's taken the dogs and all his stuff. So there's no more dogs, that's why I wanted you guys to come yesterday. But I mean, I know you're inundated with abuse animals and stuff, so I do understand that. But the dogs have gone now with him to his new property in Haderfeld or somewhere.
Okay, so he's not really abandoned his dogs. He's got the dogs and he's moved with the dogs now. Is that correct?
Well, as far as I know, I will find out more information when I get home, because obviously I was at work now. But the thing is, on Saturday, he asked me, please can you look after the one dog for one night or just feed him? The other dog was missing. I don't know where she went to or whatever, but then Saturday evening she came back. Put it down there. Saturday evening she came back, and I took her into my house because I didn't want anything to happen to her. Unfortunately, I didn't have access to Max because he was behind a security gate that I couldn't open. So, long story short, he was gone up until yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon. And then they had already started coming to evict him from the property, and that's when he arrived. Then he had somebody look after the pit bull, and I had the other dog in my property with me until he sorted them out, and then he came and took them out this morning. So I don't know where they are now.
Okay. No, that's fine. I just wanted to get the information as to service road, when service road, but now if you explained to me the situation, then yes, obviously we won't find anyone there now.
But if there is a problem or whatever and I do need your services, then obviously I will find you again.
Yeah. This in future, if we do, I'm not sure if you specified the actual address, because I just found it as service road, and then the 27 Darwish is the actual place's name. The complex's
the
name.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the road closest to M3.
Yeah. It's basically it's full of Kosana, but on the other side. So if you're coming up, if you're coming from Wanda's side, you go into, you're coming, Jesus. You're coming off full of Kosana, and then you go into the other side of the, what's the name?
No, I'm fully aware of that road now, man. Thank you very much. Because I saw a whole lot of houses with different names there on.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm fully aware of it now, yes. But yeah, if there is information that comes through and you need our assistance, you can just, if you do email, especially on a weekend, it's quite difficult to get to. But if you have call, you do have an after-hour number, yes, that's great.
I have two for your after-hours. I mean,
Yaku,
I have him on WhatsApp as well.
Okay. No, then it's fine. So if you have our details, then it should be easier to deal with or to get us in a hold of us. Right?
No problem. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.